You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. It is 21, almost 22 minutes after the hour. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is Aaron Walker-Tolis, Executive Director of Catholic Community Service. Welcome.
Thanks so much.
Now, a lot of people know you're a faith-based nonprofit. You provide health and social services to the community. Tell us a little bit more about what you do and what Catholic Community Service does for Juno.
Well, one thing I'll say first and foremost is that we love serving Juno, and our headquarters are here. But, of course, we serve all of Southeast Alaska. And so some folks don't realize that we actually have 11 senior centers in 15 communities across Southeast Alaska. And so that's Southeast Senior Services, and each community has its own senior center of those 11 centers. And then we, from those centers, we provide transportation, so senior rides, rides for folks with disabilities, Meals on Wheels, which is, everybody loves Meals on Wheels, and of course, congregate meals at the center. And, you know, it's not just about the hot, nutritious lunch that a dietitian has the menu and stuff. It's really about the socialization, getting out of your home and just having a quality of life that keeps folks interested and involved and independent as long as they possibly can. In addition to senior services, and I could go on for a whole show just about that, but I'll say that we do have case management and the Senior Caregiver Resource Center as well. So if you've got questions, just call us. We'll get you where you need to go. And of course, we also have the Child Advocacy Center. The SAFE CAC serves all of Southeast. We do all of the interviews, forensic interviews for kids with suspected abuse and neglect. Law enforcement and Children's Services sends those kids to us, and we interview them and actually help the family through the process if they go to court, help them get other services and counseling so they can really start to heal. And the whole goal is to not re-traumatize that child who's already been through so much. But today, I'd love to talk about our hospice and home care program.
Sure. Let's talk a little bit about what that is, what it does, and anything upcoming that you want to mention.
Sure thing. And so when I talk about hospice and home care of Juno, it's actually two programs. We have our hospice program, which I'll talk a little bit more about in a second. We also have a home health program. So what that is, it's for homebound folks who can't get out of the house very easily. And it is geared towards helping folks recover and becoming more independent and more healthy. And so that's skilled nursing, that is therapies like physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, and then social work services as well. A lot of times that's folks coming out of the hospital. They've had a hip replacement. Maybe they've got a wound. We're doing some wound care with them and trying to help that heal up. Sometimes it's folks with long-term chronic conditions that really are sort of long-term disabled, and they really need someone to come to the home and make sure that they're healthy, meds and, you know, like I said, wound care and infusions, just whatever nursing they need at the home, in their own home.
Tell me a little bit about those healthcare providers, those nurses that come to see people at their home and help them get better.
I mean, they're an amazing bunch, because you have to remember, we have one integrated group. And the reason we have that, it's the same nurses who do home health as who go in and do hospice. And it's because both programs are fairly small. I mean, we're a small community. And in order to keep enough staff on hand to be responsive and available and provide the full range of services, we have those nurses do both programs, both the home health nursing and the hospice nursing. And so those nurses, we have lots of great, we've got some local nurses who, you know, they live here. We've also, you know, things have really changed in the healthcare industry, like as if everyone hadn't noticed all of the changes in the healthcare industry. But honestly, what we're finding more and more, and it's not just us, it's all across the nation, is that there are fewer nurses who want to just take a job and stay there for 20 years. More and more, there are nurses both at the very beginnings of their career and at the end of their career that are travelers. They'll come in and they'll have a contract for 6 weeks to 6 months and live someplace for a while, and then they'll move on to their next contract, or they'll work half the year and take half the year off. And so we've now tried to just acknowledge, okay, that's how it is now. And so some of our nurses are permanent nurses that are here with us, you know, long term. And honestly, we have to have travelers come through and help us out with that workload. And like I said, I know the hospital does the same thing. Most of us now have to use travelers as well. The neat thing is that once you get relationships going, sometimes we have the same travelers come back. So the same nurse come back. Oh, nice to see you again. I'm back. And they come back in and can just slide right into our services and get to work.
it's nice that you're able to accommodate those nurses with those types of schedules or those types of, you know, just that desire to move around.
You know, it's the way of the world. And, you know, we've got to adapt to make the most of it. I mean, there's a national nursing shortage, and anything we can do to get good nurses here to help people in Juneau, we'll do it.
Well, what would we do if we didn't have home care or hospice, for that matter, here in Juneau? Where would people go?
Well, honestly, a lot of folks would have to leave town. And we're seeing that in the smaller communities that we serve with Southeast Senior Services. As I'm having some long conversations with folks up in Haines. Listen, we need skilled nursing. We need support for our volunteer hospice, folks who can come in and do comfort care, pain management nursing. And honestly, if they can't get that there, they have to leave. They move away. And we're really fortunate in Juneau that we're the only home health nursing in town. We're the only hospice in town. Without that, folks' options get so small that either they have to go into the hospital or they move away.
Well, thanks for doing what you do.
It's our pleasure.
It's a very important service that you're providing. What else did you want to say about home care or hospice here in Juneau?
Well, I think it's just to remind folks that hospice is an option. I think everyone probably knows the word hospice, but folks don't really realize or have familiarity with the fact of what hospice entails. It's not just the nurse coming in to help with pain. It also is a whole wraparound service, not just for the patient, but for their family. And so when someone has 6 months or left, to live, basically, you know, you have two options: continue to aggressively pursue treatment for the condition, or if there's past the point of having a lot of options, the person can make the choice to have a certain quality of life. They can choose to go home, live at home, make the most of the time they have left. And one thing that was really shocking when I first started learning about hospice is that folks, they've done studies that when folks go into hospice or stay with aggressive treatment, often the folks who go on hospice live longer. It's not just that higher quality of life, because now they're not spending all their time going to the hospital or to the doctor. We come to them. And then if they're around and having a good day, they can spend time with their family and friends and spend time on what they want to at the time they have left. And honestly, that quality of life, people tend to live a little bit longer.
That's not a bad way to go.
It really isn't. I mean, you know, if you have to go, and we all do it sometime, I think that's the way, for me anyway. It's also the wraparound. We've got volunteers who come in and help with all sorts of things. And by the way, I've got a shout out here. We are recruiting for volunteers. We really need volunteers for our hospice program. And it's not just sitting with someone next to their bed, although that's wonderful. It's also giving a little break to the caregiver. Sometimes it's going grocery shopping for them. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we have folks who come in and play music, who help people with scrapbooking and writing letters, all the way to folks who, you know, have legal experience, and we're helping them get their power of attorney and their last will and testament written up. And so there's a whole range of things. We even need volunteers to come in and help us answer phones and send out letters. You know, we do bereavement services as well for the patient and their family for up to a year after that their loved one has passed. We provide counseling, one-on-one counseling, group counseling, and then, of course, the social work aspect of it. Help people figure out their resources and what else they need. We'll get you set up with Meals on Wheels when you're on hospice if you need it. And then, of course, we even have chaplain services, and those are non-denominational chaplain services. And it's amazing, you know, the whole person needs to be ministered to, not just their physical health and their emotional health, but their spiritual needs as well. And if they have that desire, we can be there for them that way, too.
If you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Aaron Walker-Tolis, Executive Director of Catholic Community Service. Aaron, thank you for that lovely overview of what you all provide to the community. I think it's a great reminder of all the things that that you do around town in Juneau. What's the best place to find more information or to sign up if you want to volunteer?
Well, you know, the number to call if you want to volunteer or just want to learn more about hospice is 463-6111 and or ccsjuneau.org. Just go to our website. We have a lot going on right now, and we have a new grief group happening starting in mid-April. It's not a drop-in group. It's a closed group, but everyone is welcome. Even if you don't have someone who has used the hospice program, that service is open to the community. So, and also just to say, there's no time limit here. You know, grief can last a lifetime, and there's special times of year, anniversaries, holidays that we miss our loved ones, regardless of how long they've been gone. So please, again, if you'd like to participate, just give us a call at 463-6111, and we'll connect you. And maybe if you just want to learn more about that group and see if it's for you or not. But what I really want to talk about is the fun stuff. Every year we have our Heart of Hospice fun run. And that is scheduled for April 13th. That's a Saturday. Sign up. Registration starts at 8:30. Race starts at 9. But it's going to be a great time. It's at Twin Lakes. And every year we do a different design on our T-shirt. You get a T-shirt. If you run, you get the T-shirt. And you don't have to wait to show up to sign up. You can register online at ccsjuno.org and just go in and register and have your race morning be much more relaxed, because you can just show up and we can just give you that T-shirt. And you sign and you go. So.
And how does this 5K benefit CCS or Hospice of Juno?
Well, you know, people, of course, pay to register. But honestly, a lot of it is the sponsorships. You know, that T-shirt has the logos of our business sponsors on the back. And so, by the way, businesses, there's time. Give us a call, because we still have got a couple more days left. But folks, you know, pledge, you know, as much money as, you know, anywhere from, you know, $150 up to, well, I'd love to have a $2,500 sponsor, but you know, you go in there, you give us your thing, we'll put your logo on the back, so you get some free PR. But all that money goes directly into our fundraising. That's all straight for the program. And I also want to say thanks to the Juno Roadrunners. Every year they refresh us on how to run a race, so make sure we're doing it right. So thanks to the Roadrunners too. We appreciate your help.
Great shout outs, Erin. Thanks so much for being here today. That's wonderful information. And I know folks will come out for the 5K, because people in this town love to run a 5K.
They really do. And they have such a great time doing it. I always end up not knowing how to run the megaphone and just screaming at the top of my lungs. So hopefully this year I'll figure it out and you have to listen to me screech. But yeah, really excited to have that happen again.
That's the Heart of Hospice 5K, Saturday, April 13th. Well, thanks again for being here. Anything else you want to add?
Not at all. Just make sure you check out our website or call us at 463-6100.
Thanks again for being here, Erin.
Thank you.